You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to a brand new month. Yes, Pinch Punch, first day of the month. It is Thursday, and it is the 1st of February. And lovely to have you with us this morning. Lovely to have you with us any morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D, 89.3 Cool FM. That's the frequency. And, well, we're going to be entertaining you from now for the next 3 hours through till 10 o'clock. So hang around. You never know. Something might come up that will make you happy. Probably not. Let's take a look, shall we? Somebody who would have had a birthday today, if they were still with us. This is an English one. Jakub Rogovin was born on this day. The year was 1659. He was a Dutch explorer who was sent to find Terra Australis. But instead, he must have gone the wrong way because he came across Easter Island by chance. The thing is, how did he know? Because it wasn't Easter Island then, was it?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
great way to start a morning. That is Out in the Fields. That's Gary Moore together with Phil Lynott. What a pair, eh? Both of them Irish musicians. And they've previously, of course, been bandmates in the band Thin Lizzy. The song was written by Gary Moore and released as a single. That was in 1985 and also featured on his album Run for Cover in the same year. And the song is about the troubles in Northern Ireland. Did nicely for them commercially, reaching number 3 in the Irish singles chart, number 5 on the UK singles chart, and making it the highest charting single for both of them. Out of the Fields was also one of the last recordings, by the way, by Phil Lynott before his tragic death on the 4th of January in 1986. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you any morning. Going through till 10 o'clock.
Oh, life is bigger. It's bigger.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
tell you, we're just a few seconds away now from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. You know what we do then, do you? Well, we do it now, in natural fact. Getting you in the shower and all spruced up and smelling nice for wherever it is that you're going today. What can I tell you? It's a normal, beautiful, sunshiny day here in, here in the Bay of Panama. There we go, yes, and that's what you got going right through till 10 o'clock this morning. Fun time. Told you there by Peaches and Herb from 1980. And that's it, on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. This Thursday, welcome to a brand new month if you've just joined us. It is the 1st of February. And what do we do on a Thursday? Well, when we can, we talk to Dr. Computer about technology, but unfortunately Alex can't make it this morning, so I'll see if I can take a little rummage around and find some tech stories for you. So we'll do that during the course of the day. Other than that, the usual things, a bit of international news at the bottom of the hour, 8 and 9 o'clock, some local news, and we'll be checking in with Ingrid and also with Yasmin, of course. We went off to a little event yesterday, lunchtime, which was all good fun. But as for right now here on The Breakfast Show, don't forget we've got great music going right through until 10 o'clock for you this morning. And now we're about to making our way to 19 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on The Breakfast Show.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Tell you what, take a deep breath. They call themselves Inhaler, an Irish rock band originating from Dublin. A lot of Irish this morning. We started off with them, Gary Moore and Phil Lynott. Anyway, they were formed in 2012, and the band consists of their vocalist and guitarist, Elijah Houston, the bassist, Robert Keating, guitarist, Josh Jenkinson, and drummer Ryan Mahoon. And their debut album, it was called It Won't Always Be Like This, and that was released 9th of July in 21. Entered the Irish album charts at number 1, and also entered the top 10 and 20 album charts in other European countries as well, and such as the Netherlands and Germany. Got onto the UK chart with their album number 1. So there we go. That's it, 28 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 6498-2703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through Yapi's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Curutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
And there we go, yes, the Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. And don't forget, starting next week, we'll be giving away some tickets, thanks to John Wolf. We'll be doing that, starting next week, because we've got Carnival coming up as well, haven't we? So much happening.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Get my sunglasses on while I shed. Now we're the right time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
dig this.
Yes, it was called Dance With Me, and it came from a gentleman whose name is Peter Brown. A 1978 international hit single for him. It was the second release from his first LP and became his greatest hit. Backing vocals were provided by Betty Wright, along with her girlfriends, Patricia Hurley and Wildflower. A lovely name, Wildflower. In the United States, Dance With Me peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 pop singles chart, and number 9 in Canada. Did best in New Zealand, where it reached number 3. We've been keeping an eye on the time, 12 and a half minutes almost exactly right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Some local news for you at the top of the hour. And just taking a rummage, say Dr. Computer Alex can't join us this morning, unfortunately. Busy with work. But some of the things that are sort of popping up in the news: Apple's mixed reality headset launch. Now, that is set to launch, apparently, its long-awaited mixed reality headset in the United States on the 2nd of February. So that is tomorrow. Now, it's interesting. If you're interested in that, go and check it out, because there's some reviews already on YouTube about the $3,500 yes, reality headset, virtual reality headset, not a virtual price though. And it's quite interesting. I mean, it's quite nice, but I mean, I don't know. To me, it still seems to be gimmicky, the way that you use the apps and things like that, because it's a lot more comfortable and a lot easier just to sit down at a computer and do it. But anyway, do check it out. Say the official release, I believe, is tomorrow. The virtual headset up there in the United States. If you've got a spare $3,500, you could always donate it to the Breakfast Show. There we go, technology rolls on. This is America, of course, and Ventura Highway.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say, this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Show with Jerry D.
Oh, there we go. Yes, a great track from Mr. Christopher. When I think of you. Four and a half minutes before the top of the hour, we can squeeze a bigger this one in from Take That. Could it be magic? Go, yes, and Take That. Could it be magic? Funny enough, I was watching a very good interview yesterday with Robbie Williams, and it's really quite enlightening. He apparently is a bit of a boxer, and he's challenged. This was probably some time ago, possibly, but anyway, apparently he's challenged Liam Gallagher to a boxing fight, and the guy interviewing him said, "Boy, was it, is that sort of serious?" He said, "Oh, yes," he said, "it's serious." So that would make a good match. He said, and then would the proceeds would go to charity? And he just turned around and said, nope. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Yes, indeed. Great to have you with us here on this morning's Breakfast Show. If you keep an eye on the time, We're 13 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. And I tell you what, here's some interesting information for you.
Join us February 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival in Buenaventura, where for 4 days, we're bringing you 9 incredible events with 20 performances that'll have you grooving all weekend long. We're bringing you a lineup of award-winning talent that will have you dancing the weekend away. So come and bask in the cool summer breeze under the shade of the Corutu tree and enjoy the sensational music at the Panama Beaches Jazz and Blues Festival. It's an experience you won't want to miss. For tickets, go to www.meeventos.com and search for Beaches.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The first wave to Padrinos have already joined. What about yourself? Now, you can make a big difference by sponsoring one or more students for an entire school year. Wave Foundation supports students in rural areas with limited access to education. With Wave's own school operating as of this month, 70 public school students from Pedasí, Guanico and Isla Cañas will benefit from an additional 90 days of English, comprehensive reading and surfing. You can get in touch with them at 64982703. And if you'd like to make a donation, you can do that through YAPI's directory at Asociación Waved. That's WAVED. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you, English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Let me back.
I tell you what, I think that's one of the best intros in the world of pop. Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Elton John. George Michael Elton John. Oh, don't go down on me. Right to time on The Breakfast Show is 21 and a half minutes. Right, by the way, don't let the sun go down on me. Don't want to make any confusions there, do we? let's say very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Folkman, good morning to you, Christopher. Drops to the line, says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, and listeners. May we please hear The Bed's Too Big Without You from The Police. Absolutely.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's February 1st. Woo-hoo, white rabbits. Yep, indeedy. Oh, and it's that famous month where we have carnivals. We have Valentine's Day. Oh, and by the way, in 15 days, it's my mother's 91st birthday. Yeah, we're sitting here. I'm actually making her breakfast, cup of tea. She's had some toast with peanut butter and a big old apple she's going to gnaw on. We're having a nice little breakfast right here, and I'm about ready to make myself a pot of coffee. I need me some coffee. Yeah, well, there goes her hot water for the tea. Ah, it's good stuff. All right, so busy week. No more stuff to do. Garbage day. Wow, remember the old days when you had recyclable bins and you put them outside and the garbage truck come along and pick them up? Well, that's today, recyclable day. So got those out, got the garbage out. My aunt stopped by, and she brought my mom and dad some homemade cinnamon rolls. Yay! Couldn't eat them, but they could. They said they were very good. Very yummy. All right, so the weather outside is a little chilly. As I went out this morning to pick up the paper, and it was a wee bit chilly. Not too bad. Just enough to kind of go, shorts and a t-shirt ain't just quite enough. So today's a busy day. We're going to go do that. We got a couple of one guy coming in, PT coming in. We got an appointment for a doctor's office. And my mom's sitting there having your breakfast. What you having for breakfast, Mom? What are you having for breakfast? Peanut butter on toast. Yeah, all right. She's peanut butter on toast. Protein, folks, protein. I'm making her a protein addict. Eat that protein. And what'd you have last night for dinner? You remember? You had chicken liver. Yeah, chicken liver, mashed potatoes, and gravy. Oh, yeah, that was real fun to cook. All right, so enough of my day. Back to you in the studio.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It's breakfast time.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And there we go. That's Breakfast in America from Supertramp. And a big thanks to Ingrid for checking in with us this morning. Right, we're going to take something from Mr. Phil Collins. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, almost exactly 23 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. And can't turn back the years. Oh, how true, and trust me, I've tried. Doesn't make any difference even when you turn the lights out. Looking at some of the news, the techie news, because I say, unfortunately, Dr. Computer couldn't join us this morning. His work beat us to it. Advancements in artificial intelligence and fashion. It says here, artificial intelligence is being used to spot future fashion trends, which could also help in reducing clothing waste. Well, I hope it bring back bell-bottom trousers and those high shoes. Then I might feel like you're turning back the years again. That will be. Digital health research with Google. The South Yorkshire Digital Health Hub is conducting research in collaboration with the global tech giant Google. AI and investment guidance. Artificial intelligence is increasingly being used now to guide investments, though it does come with its own set of risks. The Moto Razr price cuts. Yes, this is the Motorola phone. Huge discounts have been announced on foldable Moto Razr models, with the Moto Razr 40 Ultra and Moto Razr 40 seeing price cuts between 42 and 55% respectively on Amazon as of the 25th of January. NVIDIA's AI and hardware announcements at CES 2024. NVIDIA is expected to make significant artificial intelligence announcements and possibly roll out the GeForce RTX 40 series of super GPUs. And last but not least for now, Google's move against data tracking. Google is blocking data tracking for some 30 million Chrome users. This is as part of its initiative to phase out cookies. Oh, coffee wouldn't be the same without cookies, would it? There are a few little sort of headlines in the tech news at the moment. 22 minutes, and that's before the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, how about a little Motown, not just with a symphonic sound to it, but also not made by a Motown group, made by Il Divo. Reach out, I'll be there.
Reach up for me.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Jerry Rafferty and Right Down the Line, following off from Il Diva's version of Reach Out. I'll be there. I do like that one as well. Talking about tech, and you probably heard me talk about the Rabbit R1, the Rabbit operating system. And the guy who is behind this, his name is Jesse Liu. There's three of them, but Jesse Liu is the founder. Also Alexander Liao and Jesse Liu. Jesse Liu and Alexander Liao. Now, Jesse Liu, who founded this, nobody's ever heard of him before. He came up and gave a very sort of Apple-esque sort of introduction to what he's doing. And very, very interesting, very, very innovative. And I thought, you know, what do we know about him? And just so happens I saw somebody did a in-depth look into this guy, and it was really quite amazing. Jesse Liu has a bachelor's degree in mathematics. This is from the University of Liverpool. Serves as the CEO of Rabbit Inc., and he has a diverse background as a world-class Warcraft player, by the way, music producer, and a semi-professional Lamborghini racer. See, he's not all bad. Prior to founding Rabbit, Liu founded Raven Tech, a startup that pioneered conversational AI operating systems and was later acquired by Baidu. Alexander Liao, the co-founder, was previously a researcher at Carnegie Mellon. Rabbit OS is designed to understand complex user intentions, user operate user interfaces, and perform actions on behalf of the user. It's powered by the Large Action Model, which is known as the LAM, a new type of foundation model. The company's flagship product, the Rabbit R1, is a device that hosts the Rabbit OS. The R1 can perform various tasks, such as answering questions, providing stock prices, playing music, booking Uber rides, ordering food within milliseconds. And Rabbit Inc. Is backed by Khosla Ventures, led by Vinod Khosla, co-founder of Sun Microsystems. The company has raised a total of $30 million in funding to expand its team and further develop its product. And by the way, they sold, when it was announced at CES, they sold 10,000 in the first 24 hours. Within the next 3 days, they'd sold 30,000, and they're now up to 50,000 units already sold. And they're expecting to start deliveries in the spring. And I'm in the 40,000 batch, and I'm looking forward to trying this out. It's going to be quite interesting. But this probably won't be in my hands until around about summertime, I would think. Anyway, time on the radio show, 11 minutes before 9. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. This is The Suite. Love is like oxygen. from Sweet and Love Is Like Oxygen. This is Jackson Browne and Running on Empty. Now you know the importance of breakfast, don't you? Of course you do.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, 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 closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, I've known the secret for a week or two. Nobody knows, just we two. Start to tell. Whoa, 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 closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words I love to hear. I'm in love with you.
There we go. A song written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. Do you want to know a secret? Originally released on the 1963 album Please Please Me by the Beatles, sung by George Harrison. In the United States, it was the first top 10 song to feature Harrison as a lead singer, and reached number 2 on the Billboard chart in 1964 as a single released by VJ Records. In the UK, that track we just played, Billy J. Kramer released a cover of the song as their debut single, and that reached number 1 on the New Musical Express singles chart and number 2 on the Record Retailer chart. Time on the Breakfast Show. Ooh, just 5 seconds from the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Cool
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
when I look at you in your eyes. I see there's something burning inside you. Oh, inside you. In your eyes. I know it hurts this small, but you try to. Oh, you try to. You always try to hide the pain. You always know just what to say. When I look at you in your eyes. Something burning inside you, oh, inside you. You always try to hide the pain. You always know just what to say.
Show with Jerry D.
This skinny country boy caught my eye. Never could have guessed what I would find. He laughs about the boys I used to kiss, but I love him. Yes, I love him.
Well, that lanky city girl, I could have died. See, I wanted her real bad and I was shy. And she got me drunk and I gave up. I love her. Yes, I love her.
yes, I love you.
And there we go. Started off with The Weeknd and In Your Eyes. And following on that, that's Naima Lynn. And she's singing a duet with Johnny Brady on there. And a love, I think, will last. And there we go. Time on The Breakfast Show, 21, coming to 21 and a half minutes after the hour, 9 o'clock. We're going to take one more piece of music, then we're going to check in with Yasmin. See if we got anybody born on this day in the world of music. I tell you what, why not stand up? All right, let's do a little bit of marching, shall we, boys and girls? Here we go. Marching with the Supremes, and where did our love go? Ooh. Anyway, let's say good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Thursday.
It's not just Happy Thursday. You got to do the rest.
What else?
Oh, come on.
And, what?
You know, it's a new month.
Oh, yes, true.
Don't say Happy March. It's February.
Oh, yes.
I thought I had troubles. So, didn't we have fun yesterday?
Oh, yes, I love it. Great event.
Yeah, we went to La Rana Dorada over there in Costa Leste.
Thanks a lot for the invite.
Very nice. Mm? Yeah, because they're voting for the president.
Oh, yes, I love that campaign.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
Yes.
It's better than any of the others.
Mm-hmm. And the way they have done it, because it's everywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
In the big trucks.
Yeah.
Outside the restaurant.
Super cool. Yeah.
Everywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's going to be on billboards.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And, yes, and it's on the radio too, if you noticed.
Oh, yes.
But, no, it was good fun. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they get more votes than the other voting thing for president, I think we'll have the frog, the golden frog, shall we?
As the president.
Absolutely. Certainly can't do any worse. Ribbit.
Exactly. Yes, I really love it.
Thanks. It was very, very nice. Some nice invitation. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Saw a lot of people. Saw a lady I never met before. She came up and mm-hmm. just saw us about this. She said, can I have my picture taken with you, which is all rather nice. Mm-hmm. And that's Mirja. Mirja. Mm-hmm. I did well, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Ceballos. So, Mirja, thank you so very much for coming up and asking.
Exactly.
It's always nice when I meet people that listen to the program.
Mm-hmm.
I normally have to take somebody with me. no, seriously, that was really, really nice. And, I did enjoy it, I must admit. Mm-hmm. And the beer was nice. You said the beer was strong.
Mm-hmm. For me, it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it didn't take you long to get home, did it? Wee! And say good morning to Eduardo and Senor. Was it Senor Alex? Was it?
Alex Carbonell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was sitting next to him, chatting with him, and he does a news program on Continental.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He says he does good news.
Yes, exactly. He's trying.
He's trying. It's must be a very short
He's
program.
He's trying so hard.
I told him, I said, we try and do that. Uh-huh. We call it antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was very nice to meet him. Yeah, nice to meet everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as always.
Mm-hmm.
So, so what have you got on today? Anything today?
Yes, today is the Mac Museum
opening.
Yeah, they're going to open two new exhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to that.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. Okay. What time are you going to do that?
Because you're going to be busy.
They're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm. You?
Oh, me? Yes.
That's why you're not coming.
I've got a lunch today.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an event this evening as well. So, mm-hmm. yes, I'm going to have a lie down between the two.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I had a very strange night of dreaming. My
dreams, really?
Yeah. They're sort of getting quite, at the time when you're dreaming, they seem quite real.
Ah,
and
okay.
sort of like a fusion of reality and non-reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, perhaps I better not go to sleep again. Okay.
No.
So, anyway, we do have mm-hmm. a couple of people born on this day in the world of music.
Mm-hmm.
Which one do you want to start with?
Okay, the first one is Don Everly.
He was
born in 1937, American singer, songwriter from the Everly Brothers, who had the 1958 UK and US number one single, All I Have to Do Is Dream. Oh. They're talking about you.
That was a good lead in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Even I didn't know it.
Other hits include
Wake Up Little Susie.
No, she wasn't
there, it was Christina. I had to take her a coffee in the morning.
Bird Dog, Caddy's Clown, Walk Right Back, mm-hmm. and Crying in the Rain.
Okay.
The music of the Everly Brothers influenced the Beatles, who based the vocal arrangement of Please Please Me and Caddy's Clown.
Oh, yeah, based it on that. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you live and learn, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dream when I want you, in my arms when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream when I feel blue, in the night and I need hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. Life away.
There we go, yes. See, I feel in a good mood today.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Two for one. Or one, two, yeah, two. One for two, two for one. Two for the price of one. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. The Everly Brothers and All I Have to Do is Dream and Kathy's Clown.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see. Because Alex couldn't make it today.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously making money, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a guest tomorrow, which is we don't normally do many guests on Fridays, but we've got one tomorrow, haven't we?
Mm-hmm, and it's very important.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about wetlands.
Exactly.
Yes, and that's not a water park either. It's wetlands, literally.
Yes, because tomorrow is the World Wetlands Day.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Must be going to do a visit.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I guess during the weekend they're going to have different activities too.
No,
beach cleaning and things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out all about that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting day. And what have you got? Have you got any events tomorrow? Well, you're going to one today. What about tomorrow? Anything?
Tomorrow I have to work at baby fair.
Oh yes, you said yesterday when mm-hmm. we went when we were going over to Costessa, you're going mm-hmm. to do the baby fair.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, catchy catchy goo goo.
Yes, I'll be with a lot of babies during the whole weekend.
Oh, so nice.
Yes, I'm sure.
Don't wear a mask.
That would be nice.
Don't wear a mask. Wear a diaper.
No, I have to wear a lot of things to make them smile because I'm going to be taking the photos of the babies. So.
Ah, okay. You could take Andreas. Laughing babies. Yeah. Well, he's had plenty of practice. He's got a couple, hasn't he? Well, they're not babies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be very frustrating for you.
Mm-hmm.
Smile,
mm-hmm.
for heaven's sake. Because I think they have a competition, don't they, as well, for mm-hmm. like babies doing adverts.
Uh-huh,
you know,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like casting.
Exactly, yeah.
Is that what you're doing? You're doing that as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think you'll get the job.
Oh. No, I'm going to take the photos.
Oh, I can't wait to hear how that goes on Monday.
Oh, yes.
love it. Who's our second born on this day in the world of music?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, I know this one, because you said he's too young.
Exactly.
You know, you still have birthdays, you know.
Yes.
And he's not that young, for heaven's sake.
Of course he's young. Too young. He's a baby. He can go to the fair.
Yes. But 1994. So 1994
seems like
2004, 2005,
last year.
He's 30.
I am.
That's not exactly young, is it?
Hmm. Yeah, for us it is.
And his name is Hairstyles.
Yay!
No, Harry Styles.
Right? Harry Styles. Yes, he was born in 1994 from English-Irish pop boy band One Direction.
That's right.
Who formed after finish third in the seventh series of The X Factor in 2010. Scored the 2011 UK number one single What Makes You Beautiful and the 2013 number one One Way or Another, Teenage Kicks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And let me see, which one have I got for you? I think I've lost it. Where's it gone?
You said you got What Makes You Beautiful, I guess, no?
I said, no, you know what's happened? I've sort of put it in the playlist.
And
halfway somewhere in the middle, and now I can't find it.
Oh.
Okay, not to worry, because there's lots of Harry Styles. Just talk amongst yourself for a minute. It's been one of those mornings, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, if I spelt the word correctly, it would come up. Here we go. Harry Styles. Which was the one we said?
Wake Up. I know. What Makes You Beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't say I was going to play
or
that.
Or One Way or Another.
I said I wasn't going to play that either.
No.
Oh,
you said another.
I found it. I found it on my list. Now I've got it twice.
Oh.
The one I'm playing is Watermelon.
Oh,
Sugar.
Yes.
Yes. We make a good team, don't we, really?
It's like strawberries on a summer evening, and it sounds just like a song. I want more berries and that summer feeling. It's so wonderful and warm. Breathe me in. Breathe me out. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar.
Okay, there we go. Yes, Watermelon Sugar from Harry Styles.
That's nice.
Yeah, I do. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And let me see. So today we were going to do this. We're going to do that. I've got a busy day today.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I might be so busy I might not do any news tomorrow. Oh, no, that upset a lot of people. Well, have a great day, yes.
Thank you. You too.
And, you know, do all your work today because you're going to be busy babying over the weekend.
Yes.
Poor girl. How's your baby, by the way?
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine? He's doing right? Because you sent me the pictures. He's very good at jumping up high, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
Good grief. Made my back hurt. Anyway, yes, have a brilliant day.
Thank you. You too, and everybody.
Right, yeah. And, well, we'll be both back together tomorrow morning.
So, yes.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. Right, my next piece of music. I think the best way to do it, I'm not sure how to start this. Tell you what, let me ask you, how do you want to start this?
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my fee. Oh, ooh, the master of my fee. Oh, from a young age, taking my soul into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, shook at me, killing me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the you've heard has turned your spirit to a dove. Oh, ooh, your spirit up above. Oh, ooh. I was choking in the crowd, building my brain up in the cloud, falling like ashes to the ground, hoping my feelings they would drown, but they never did. Ever did, ever did, flowing and ever did, ever did, till it broke up and it rained down. You're the face of the future, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh, the blood in my veins. Oh, ooh. But they never did, never did, never did, flowing and never did, never did, till it broke up when it rained down.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Have a drink. Paying for her mother's alcohol and colored pills. Never see her father, but he taught her the ballet. One night she packed her bags and ran away. Oh, now she's dancing alone.
And now she's dancing.
Aidan Poirier and the Bally Girl. Before that, Imagine Dragons and the Fairlane remix of Believer. Time on the Breakfast Show. We just make our way to 12 minutes before 10 o'clock here on today's show. Jerry Mashup there, that's Leonard Cohen together with Madeleine Perrot. La, la, la. And Dance Me to the End of Love, of course, written by Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen wrote a poem. There we go, I'm a poet. And I didn't know it. Paris, and I never felt like this before. And that's it. That just about brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Sadly, Dr. Computer couldn't join us today because he had to earn a living. So hopefully Alex will be with us next week. Big thanks to Ingrid for our daily check-in. She's up there doing a great job looking after Mum and Dad. Thanks for checking in, Ingrid. Also, of course, Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our background work, all our social media, etc., etc., bookings. If you want to have a chat with Yasmin, if you want to do a make a booking or have an ad or something like that, all you got to do is give us a call while we're on air, or about an hour or so afterwards as well, on 223-5162. That's the number, 223-5162. That'll get you through to Yasmin. Thanks also to our co-producer, Neil Danby, for our background information on the program, and to the boys and girls at Group Agrada who keep us up and running in the mornings. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you tomorrow, same time, 7 o'clock in the morning. Just please remember, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, do it carefully. And the reason for that, of course, is, what do I want to be doing at 7 tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.